Even though we learned in Veshnan Gimel that if something is raw and you put it in immediately before Shabbos, then you're allowed to leave it in the pot because it won't be ready anyway for the night, and therefore you will not come to stir the coals. That's only if it's in a pot, and therefore it will not be cooked for that night. If you're roasting it on the fire, also you now put them on the coals close to nightfall. It will get cooked quicker, and you may come to stir it because since it's not in a pot, it can be ready for eating at night. And since it's raw meat, there is a chash, you'll do it to get it cooked quicker. The honey meal says the mechaber. This only applies to both shor or eis, ox meat or goat meat. Both the gedi meat of a young goat, of a oif, which are softer meat, shemun utochim levarim, and also the chopping into the limbs, muta. In such a case, you are allowed to roast them, even if you put them on the fire right before Shabbos. But since these things are easier to be cooked, lechashin lechita, we're not concerned someone's going to stir up the coals because it'll manage perfectly good without them. If anything, if you make it too hot, it'll burn. Like we just said, if you stir up the coals, the meat will get burnt. It's enough to have the heat of the fire. If you put it into an oven, you cover it over the opening of the tana with cement and the like, plaster. Bein gedi v'oif shleimim bein boser shor or eiz muta deloy chashin lechitoy. Any type of meat, whether it's a softer meat that was not cut into pieces or it's pieces of meat of the ox and the like, which need more cooking. Once it's in a tana which is sealed off, when not chashin, you're going to break the seal and be mechata, stir up the coals. Shembol of tach atar ulachlois tikonis ruach din stanin. It's not just an issue of breaking off the cement, but also it's counterproductive, because if you open it up, then it's going to get cooled off and it will not cook properly. This eitzah of being covered and sealed up is a special eitzah for something that's been cooked on the fire without a pot, because there it's more delicate and it gets more damaged by the fact that the air comes in. And Mr. Brew brings that if it's in a pot, and the fact that you just sealed it up, you put it in the oven and you sealed it up, is not enough, because the mice won't get dried out by the fact that the air comes in. It's still on the pot, that will preserve the liquids, etc. Says the Rambo, all these halachas don't make a difference whether it's completely raw or partially cooked. As long as it's not reached machal and rusa, you have the problems that we mentioned before. That which we said, that there's a heter for the soft meats when it's chopped into limbs, even the legs and the head was chopped off, but the cavity of the body itself is whole, the main part of the body is whole, that's considered sholem. They say that if you put it inside the tanner and you sealed it off, everything is permitted, like we saw before. But if it's an open fire, then everything is also, even the soft meats. That which we said, the heter for the soft meats, that's talking about a case where it's inside a tanner and it's covered, but it's not sealed. In such a case, so that's what he's saying. The minig is, if it's an open fire, then we prohibit any meat to be put on it unless it was Machal Ben Rusoi before Shabbos. And if it's in a tanner that was covered but not sealed off, then we have the heter of the soft meats, but the hard meats are still also. And if it's sealed off, then we permit any type of meat inside the tanner. The entire Sefer Aleph is talking about a case where it was being roasted over the coals but not touching the coals. It's the phase where we'll see the halachas when it's touching the coals.